Welcome, everyone. This is the 11th shiur in the Sefer Chaya Olam. For now, this will be the last shiur. Although there's more to do, there's also a chelek sheni of the Chaya Olam that discusses many important topics pertaining to Limud HaTorah, talking about the Hashem's Bria, about Hashem's Makdim, Refua Lamaka and Shmir Shabbos and Hadrachis and Limud HaTorah and the Haftachis of the Chazal about Tzchar Einish and other things, as well as completing Chelek Aleph. Bez Hashem, you can learn on your own. I'm putting in another PDF for the rest of Chelek Aleph, Chelek Beis, and you can purchase the Sefer. Highly recommended. There's also Birches Peretz on the Tyros is a beautiful sefer that will come across a certain pratim that will Bez Hashem give shiurim in the future. So Perek Chav Beis talks about how Hashem promised us ki lo yishachach mipi zarai, that it won't be forgotten. Torah will not be forgotten. And he explains there that through all the generations you see how many came to try to make zeres to uproot the Torah. And he goes through the history of it, all through the times of the Shoftim, and then the times of the Malachim, and Ochaz, he closed the Batei Knesiyas, the Batei Midrashais, and then in the Churban, Bayis Sheni, and then further, all through the generations. And he brings down Chazals, the Malachai, Yetzili Sokal, Sheshamarti, Shabbos, all the Gezeris that came through, and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, the Torah remains Mekoyim La'olam Vaed. And it's a Pella. People, again, I wasn't alive yet at that time, but from what I was told, pretty much that when it came 1946, whatever, right after the war, many in Klai Yisrael, it was a matzav of a geisis, of a yiyush. There was a tremendous yiyush. You had millions of Yidden killed. In America, Yiddishkeit was not so strong, and people gave up hope. People thought that this is the end. Everyone will either assimilate or die out, and that'll be that. There was a big yiyush then. It was very, very shvach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you look fast forward another 70 years, 80 years, you see the pella of how Torah rejuvenated, became strong again. We see that the Torah will never be forgotten. Then in Perek Chaf Gimel talks about how the Torah is the wisdom of Klal Yisrael. And you see Goyim, even the Goyim who dislike us naturally most of the time, many of them believe in Torah, believe in the Mechabed, the Torah, and the Mechabed Yidden. And again, that's why it's so important for us to make a Kiddush Hashem. And be like a lighthouse for the Goyim. Again, that's not our main purpose, but that's what happened. It says, Kihi Chachma, Schemo Bina, Samlai Niyai Goyim, that we should be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim that way. And he brings down that a lot of the Chachma of our Chachma through Chazal, we contributed a lot to the Chachmas of the Ummas HaOlam and so on. Perek Chaf Dalet talks about how one shouldn't go into philosophy, overdo it with philosophy, not to be mahar after Hashem, to have developed emuna pshuta, pure faith. Many, many gedolim felt this way. The Chayvus Alvavus had a different mahalach, and the Mor Nevuchim had a different mahalach, and the Rambam. But even them, they all acknowledge, Chayvus Alvavus as well, that you have to have a strong foundation of Kabbalah, of emuna, Amuna Pshuta in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to go beyond in your mind what you can comprehend, because that could cause a kilkel, and so on and so forth. So that's very important. Then he talks in Perek Chaf Hei about unhealthy hashkafas and how to combat those unhealthy hashkafas through Torah, to recognize that Olam Hazeh is an Nisayon, is a test, and we have to do everything we can to overcome that test. In Perek Chaf Vav, it discusses the Yetzahara, that there's a Yetzahara Ruchni as well, a Ruach HaTumah, that causes people to do Averis even when they don't have a strong taiva to do it. Sometimes it's the taiva of the guf. Sometimes there's a koyach hara that has you be convinced to do Averis, and that's why it's very important to be careful and to watch oneself and to really be careful to stay away from negative influences. And what's fascinating here, he talks about that people are not willing to be makar toiv. That comes from a royal lev. It comes from a negative aspect where people don't want to be makar toiv. Chassam Sofer said, he brings down interesting, that someone was chutzpedik to him, was rebellious against him. And Chassam Sofer says, I don't remember doing him such a good deed that he would do so, you know, that he would return that by being negative towards me. Which means that you see here, there's a strange taiva to do bad to someone that did good to you. Meaning, and the reason behind this is, we explained this a few times, is because Hakaras HaTov is a beautiful midah. You recognize the good that someone did for you. People who have some arrogance or ego have trouble with that. They don't like being indebted to anybody. So when someone did them a taiva, put them on their feet, they resent that person in a certain weird sense because they feel beholden to him. They feel sort of grateful, and that creates a certain responsibility, and they don't want that responsibility, so it's better not to be makar toiv at all. You have to really work against that type of hashkafa. Perek of Zion discusses emuna and talks about how all the sveikis in emuna comes through an arrogance, because when it says someone's arrogant, Hashem says, I can't live with him. It says, your heart will become arrogant and you'll forget Hashem. And he talks about the Maila of Anivis, brings down the Masil Sisharim. Obviously, it's a beautiful sefer to recommend, Benegeya, what Anava really is, and to learn Svarim about Anava. Anava doesn't mean you bash yourself, but it really means basically that everything you have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're machnia to Hashem and recognize that He's the one that's giving you all the gifts. Talks about the maila of the Nemoichei Ruach, someone who is humble. And it's a beautiful parak on that. Parak of Ches is Benegeya Tefillah. It says, just like you're davening for Bnei Chayim Ezeinei, all the physical things, the children, family, life, parnasa, it's very important also to daven for things that you were created here for. Torah mitzvahs, to daven that you should have siyata d'shmaya to learn, siyata d'shmaya to daven, siyata d'shmaya to do chesed, to daven Hashem to save you from tzarais, to save you from the yetzahara, to save you from evil thoughts, to give you menuchas hanefesh. We said many times about atachoyni ladam das, ask Hashem to give you a healthy, sound mind, the fourth bracha of Shemayna Esrei, the weekday Shemayna Esrei. And so there's a big emphasis here on tefillah, also being bachna with a humble, and to have kavana when you say words of the tefillah, and to have kavana with the pirush hamilos, with the words, and verbalize it, and think about it, and contemplate it. Perek of Tes goes through various chazals and Perek Lamed also about different the koyach of the our chachamim tzadik goyiz of Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. Perek Lamed Aleph discusses the chiyuv of learning and the chiyuv of chinuch and brings down many ma'ar mekayimais to that effect, and that is on chelek rishon. Just giving a quick overview. Chelek Sheni, which I'm encouraging you to learn on your own. The first parak discusses Limud HaTorah at length. Parak Beis is fascinating. He takes from the Shara Bechina of the Chayvus Halvavais. Bez Hashem, hope to give some shiurim at some point on this shar. It's a beautiful, beautiful shar. Talks about how you could recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Bria, from the way Hashem created the world. And in particularly the way Hashem created man. Mibsari Echselaka. And how every Avery goes through fascinating, goes through so many things in the Bria and in the human body of the Neflois of people and from the Bria that you could recognize Hashem with. The fact that everyone is created with different faces, they look differently, and they have different minds, and fascinating in Yonim. That's Perek Beis, and Perek Gimel continues with talking about it. Basically an overview of the Shar HaBechina of the Chayvus HaVavus, and brought down in a most beautiful way. Perek Dalet talks about how Hashem created everything for His honor. Talks about Ahavas HaTaira, talks about Ahavas Chachamim, and Perek Hei talks about Olam Haba. Perek Vav talks about the fascinating concept that Hashem is Makdim Refua Lamaka. That very often what Hashem does is when something negative has to take place, whatever point it is, Hashem already created a Refua set into it to be able to build things and to heal. And it talks about to remove yourself from the confusion of Emunah in Perek Zayin. Perek Ches talks about Shemir Shabbos. Perek Tes talks about staying away from Averis. Perek Yud talks about to see how the world is Sheker and to see through it. And then Perek Yud Aleph onward talks about Limud HaTaira, how to go about learning in the right way. And his letters in Krayin of the Igrisa discusses that as well. And then it goes through Schar HaNeinish. So all of these are all beautiful concepts that encourage you all to learn. It's also kedai, like we say, to learn the Sefer Birchas Peretz. On the Torah has tremendous Yisoidos in there. Just to mention briefly, in Parsha Shemais, talks about the Gezerah of Parai to throw all the Jewish male boys into the river, and that the Stargazers said that the leader of Klai Yisrael will be hurt by water, and that's why they made this Gezerah. But you see how Hashem arranged it, that Pare himself saved Moshe from his household, that by throwing him in the river, it was a tziba that Bas Pare came by and had Rachmanis on him, took him and raised Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see from here, this Yesod, the stipler says that every person's efforts doesn't move anything for what Hashem wants. Whatever Hashem wants is what happens. With Haman HaRasha, the same thing. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. And that's through his own pu'ula, Esther became a Malka, right? Because he was a Memuchan who basically gave the advice to push away Vashti and to remove her. That's how Esther got into the picture, and that was at the end Haman's downfall from Haman himself. He was instrumental, Al Pi Tev Hashem arranged it, that Esther should go up to Malchus, and that was the downfall of Haman. Same concept of when Haman said to hang Mordechai, Bezvizus, and then the Melech asked what cover do you give to a person that the Melech wants to honor, and the same thing with the making of the eights to hang Mordechai ended up hanging Haman. Harvina's eights that he mentioned that Haman has this tree or this eights, and Ahasuerus said hang Haman on it, and so on and so forth. You see that the Klal, the stipler says, that a person's efforts does not change anything from what Hashem wants to do or what he's nigzer from Rosh Hashanah. Person, yes, he needs to do hishtadlus, he talks about, but the bottom line is, Ein adam negeh b'mam shemuchen l'chaveira yafilikim l'aynima. No one can touch anything that doesn't belong to you. And sometimes Hashem does work with bechira that sort of like when Shimi ben Gera was Mekalel David. David, for whatever reason, needed to have that particular bezayin, but Hashem was mesavev it to go through Shimi. So this is also a concept that's very important, the Sefer Shem Olam of the Chafetz Chaim, Perek Gimel, in the note there, says the same Yesod, that we have free will not to cause harm to people, but on the one that it happened to needs to realize that it's a Gezeirah min HaShemayim, and to learn things from it and to grow from it. So this is just one Yesod of the Birchas Peretz. It has tremendous, tremendous lessons, and it's encouraged from everyone to do their best to try to learn it and get the most out of these beautiful Svarim from the Stipler. Zeche Tzadik Levracha. At the end of the Birchas Peretz, he has various gematrias, beautiful, beautiful gematrias, tying out the psukim of the Torah to the Rashi or Mamari Chazal. Really tremendous. It's mechazik the emuna by reading these beautiful, beautiful gematrias. Bracha v'atzlacha to all.